The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Thank you for joining us on Wines du Jour. We're broadcasting this time from the Irish restaurant in Las Vegas, Nevada, known as McMullen's Irish Pub. And we're celebrating, I know it's a bit early, but we're celebrating St. Paddy's Day. Well, I'm Scotch-Irish, so I can do it whenever I want, right? That's the way it is. Everybody tonight wore a little bit of green, and we're having a great time here at McMullen's Irish Pub. We'll be pairing their unique Irish cuisine from here with each of the popular beers that we're going to have this evening, mainly from Guinness, and we love Guinness beer. Folks, we got to talk about Guinness beer a little later because it's not what most everybody thinks about. It's a little bit different. Tonight, my guest is Dallas Perry. He's the general manager here at this beautiful McMullen's Irish Pub. He's been here for several years. You're going to love some of the information that he has. It's going to share with us about not only the food and the wine, but about some other events that happen here. Being America's number one syndicated food and wine radio program, we bring you great information about good wines and great food on each episode. Thanks for all your inquiring emails from your home country from around the world. That's from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Italy, from Baja California, from South Africa, just about anywhere. Welcome. Our in-house special invited guest audience are both hungry and thirsty, and they can't wait to get started. Our broadcast is here to remember that we reflect on something that I think is very, very important, and that is wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration. From casual gatherings to formal affairs, wine celebrates any event. So if this is your first time listening to Wines Is Yours, stay tuned. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wines Is Your Food and Wine Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, AHA Radio, and on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. And we're also available on podcast and free on iTunes, and listen to Wonder Radio or Warp Radio as well. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I want to talk about a special event that takes place here at McMullen's Irish Pub every year. And I'm going to bring in my guest, Dallas Perry, to talk a little bit about it as well. And the reason I'm doing this is it's important for you to know. If you live anywhere around the country and you're not familiar with something called the St. Baldrick event, that is a special company, charity, if you will, that works with children's cancer victims. You're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you about children and cancer. But what they have here at the McMullen's Irish Pub once a year is they have a, I don't know, what do you call it? Dallas, first of all, thank you very much for your hospitality and coming with us. But what do you call this event besides For Kids Cancer?
Actually, it's just For Kids Cancer, and there's a reason for that. Almost the drug companies give out money for research into adult cancer, and a lot of donations and charities give to adult cancer, but nobody has thought about kids. And there's a kid diagnosed with cancer around the world once every 3 minutes. It's a huge number, and no one is really paying attention to them. So that's what we're trying to help do, is raise awareness for cancer for children.
Right. Well, before a child turns 20 years old, one out of 285 of those people end up with cancer. One out of 285. That's incredible. I mean, at least I think it is. It's a worldwide epidemic, literally, but here in Las Vegas, McMullen's Irish Pub, along with some other organizations in town, have been putting together this particular event, and I'm going to tell you more about it. We've got to go to a break, but when we come back, I just want to tell you something that's really important. Kids are special, and we treat them that way. Isn't that cool? Don't go anywhere. We'll be back from Wines du Jour in just a couple moments, so we'll be back right after these messages. Don't go away. Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're here at McMullen's Mullins Irish Pub in Las Vegas, and we're talking about a special event that Brian McMullen is a gentleman that I've known for well over 20 years. We've been really good friends. I like the man and his wife both. They're very, very nice people. They've been running this business for 10 years, and it is very successful. When he first opened it, I have to tell you, we looked around and I thought, holy cow, this is a big place for a brand new business. But I have to tell you also that it's too small by today's standards. It could be bigger. He would be able to handle it. He's got that kind of business because he's that kind of a guy. First of all, not only is he Irish, that's why it's an Irish pub, but the fact is he's got a heart as big as gold. And one of the reasons that I want to kind of emphasize about how big his heart is this St. Baltrick's event that Dallas and I talked about before we went to the break. This is the 10th year that Brian and his staff have made this event happen. But let me be a little more specific. What happens is they bring in barbers and hairdressers from around town, and at a rate of 9 at a time, you come in and donate money and have your hair shaved or your head shaved. So it's kind of unique. In fact, Brian's walking around here with his head shaved. He's had it shaved every year that I've seen him here since, I guess, day one.
Absolutely.
But the neat part is people of all kinds, celebrities and non-celebrities alike, get in line to donate money and to get their head shaved, which I think is a pretty good thing. How long does that take, Dallas? Once they sit down and they put the drape around their neck and they turn the buzzer on, how long?
Well, we try and milk it a little bit longer than what it takes to shave the head. We try and get a little more money out of the audience. We may even shave like half their head, maybe half your mustache less, and send you out into the crowd
gotcha.
To get more money. Then you bring it back. Then we finish the shave. Or you're stuck like that all day. One
yeah,
of the two.
That's a good thing. Well, I can tell you that this year they actually shaved 450 heads. This is all in one day now. In fact, it's almost half a day because they start about around 8 in the morning.
Actually, we did a few early. We started around 10:30 in the morning, and then we finished up at 2 in the morning. Nonstop shaving, 9 people at a time. Yeah, it's incredible.
Unbelievable.
Over 12 hours of
That's good. So the people that are in the business, they bring their equipment, and they schedule when they want to be able to shave heads. They're going to be there an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever it is, and then they schedule somebody else to take that seat, so to speak, so that they can just keep it ongoing. Well, I'm proud to say, and I know this is something that's very, very important, is that this year Brian and his staff collected $540,000 in one day. Now, I have to tell you, he's been doing this for 10 years, as I mentioned earlier, and he has now gotten up to a grand total of right at $5 million. And all this money goes to kids with cancer. This is not just cancer thing. I mean, we hear about cancer this and cancer that all the time. I hate to say it in a negative way, and I don't mean it to be that way. But as Dallas said a few minutes ago, the organizations generally work on adults with cancer and not kids. And it's a bad thing. One child, as Dallas mentioned earlier, one child is diagnosed with cancer every 3 minutes, 24/7. That is, and that's around the world, that is unbelievable. So there's been a lot of kids that aren't with us today that were 10 years ago when they came and was part of this organization. They ended up succumbing to cancer. And that's why I think Brian keeps going, is because they've got to find a cure. Some way or another, somehow, that's got to happen. So I think that's important. Now, $5 million is not to sneeze at. And Brian doesn't get a penny out of this. This is strictly out of his pocket to make it happen. He gives his services. He gives. Can you just imagine after 450 people get their head shaves, clean up? we don't think about that, but just think about that. You know, how many people is it going to take to clean the place up? And this is a bar, so you've got hair. You can't have that in a bar, so you've got to get cleaned up pretty doggone well And I commend what he's done. Okay, let's go a little bit further now and tell you what we're going to do this evening, because this is one of our favorite places to come and visit, especially for an event called St. Patty's Day. And I have to tell you that the food and the beer here is outstanding. They have a number of draft beers on tap, but Guinness is, and I mentioned earlier, you're going to find out more about Guinness this evening. Guinness is actually a beer that you wouldn't believe how it tastes. Most people that are not familiar with Guinness, maybe in their life somewhere down the line, they've taken a sip of Guinness and thought, boy, it's really stout, it's really strong tasting, etc., etc. But you're going to find out this evening that that's one of the things that they have, but they also have several other things. And the one that we're tasting as we speak here on Wines du Jour is Guinness Blonde. You know, as in redhead, blonde, Guinness blonde. The taste of this is really unique. And the food that the chef has put together to pair with this, that'll be coming out in about 5 minutes, you're going to find is very good. And I'll tell you a little bit about it. Now, this is an Irish restaurant, but we're going to have pork canitas in quesadilla style. So it sounds like Mexican, but it really isn't. It's also Irish. This sounds a little weird, but let me tell you, it's really tasty. And I want everybody here, when you do get yours put in front of you, to take a taste of it and then take a taste of beer while you still have some of that pork, if you will, in your mouth, so that you get the flavor of both of them. You'll see what we mean about pairing. It'll be very, very good. Dallas, tell us a little bit about what's your daily average? I don't mean money-wise, but you get here at what time in the morning, and what time do you leave, and how many days a week is that? Is it 8 days a week and nine days a week?
It often feels like 8 days, especially being a 24-hour restaurant.
Exactly.
Being in Las Vegas, we're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right.
We closed once on St. Patrick's Day our first year because we ran out of liquor. We weren't quite prepared.
Sure, yeah,
it was our first one.
Yeah.
So we did close for 2 hours, but we have a full staff here almost 24 hours a day. I get here at 2 in the afternoon. A lot of times don't leave till midnight. And we have three separate distinct shifts in Las Vegas because of the 24-hour town. So one of our busiest times is at 3 o'clock when the day shift gets off. Then again at 1 a.m. when the midnight shift gets off.
Wow.
Then you want to see the crowd at 7 a.m. That's another crowd when the graveyard shift gets off and comes out to relax after work.
Yeah. Well, you know... I want to talk just a real quick minute because more about this St. Baltrick's event. There's an entertainer that's been here in town. I think he's playing at the Luxor. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
he is. He's playing at the Luxor. He's been at a couple other casinos prior to the Luxor, but he's been at the Luxor for a long time. They love his show. His name is Chris Angel. And a lot of people know the name. They've maybe seen his show, or maybe they haven't, but they know who he is. Well, Chris Angel showed up at this St. Baltrick's event, and he was talking with one of the young kids that have cancer that's good enough to be able to go around and so on and so forth, and he was here, and he says, you know, I'd like to donate a little bit of money. And somebody says, wait a minute, why don't you get your head shaved first? And he says, well, no, last year I had this young kid shaved my head. This year, I'm going to shave his head. We're just kind of alternating. And the guy says, okay, you shave his head, and I'll shave your head. He said, okay. So he did, and that's what happened. Now, he got his checkbook out, and he says, I want to make a donation, what do you think, to the young child. And it turned out, he says, I've already thought about giving $10,000. You think that's enough? And the kid shook his head, no.
Nope.
Smart kid. He says, well, what do you think? And somebody else said $20,000. Somebody said, oh, no, no, $30,000. Said, no, 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 $50,000. He said, $50,000? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll double it. And he wrote out a check for $100,000 right then on the spot. Is that cool? I don't know Chris Angel, but I want to shake his hand. He's got to be a pretty good man. So, that's a good thing, and I just wanted to bring that up before we go into talking about food and wine a little more drastic, if you will. St. Patty's Day has been around forever, as we know, and there are probably more Irish on March 17th than than there are in Ireland here in America, and that's just kind of a fun thing. But St. Paddy's Day has a lot of reference that you can go back on, and I don't want to get into all that sort of thing, but I'm sure happy that we do have an event that works well all the way across the United States. That's a good thing. And here at McMullen's Irish Pub, they don't hold back. You've got entertainment every day of the week, is it? Or you've like 3 days a week?
Oh, we have entertainment 4 days a week.
4 days.
We got to give them a break sometime.
Okay.
And yeah, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have everything from hard Irish rock to the traditional Irish music with the step dancers and the whole ball of wax. Violinists sometimes step in. People just bring their instruments and join up.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing like sitting in. I used to do that when I was back playing. I'm not doing it anymore, but I used to play, and I'd take my little trumpet case and walk into a place I'd never been before. In fact, actually, I went to Japan and played in the Winter Olympics in 1973. I played in the what they call the World Band at that time. And then after that, I took my little trumpet and walked all around Japan and went into bars and so on. And sat down and played with the music. That's a lot of fun. It's kind of difficult, but it's a lot of fun to do. So I love the fact that they have live music and have it. You know, do you even think about Irish rock music? I mean, that's kind of a word you've probably never heard of, Irish rock music. Well, and they're good. That's the thing. You wouldn't think that they'd have them here, but they sure as heck do, huh?
Absolutely.
Now, you also have some games that you allow customers to participate in. Could you kind of mention a little bit about that before we go to break?
Yeah, one of the things we're known for is our Tuesday night pub quiz that we have.
Pub quiz, okay.
It's very kind of traditional for Irish pubs in the United States, where you answer a few trivia questions, and maybe whoever gets the most right wins a pint of beer or a shot of Jameson or something.
Uh-huh.
We take it up a step, and we play for a $100 bar tab, and we
wow.
make it a team event. So, like us group here, we could be a team, you and I, Les, and we win if we get the most right with your advanced knowledge. I don't want to say advanced years, but your, you know, several years of knowledge.
Yeah, okay.
And we'd win the $100 bar tab. You could bring in a team of two or team of eight. You could do it by yourself. But consistently, we've had over 200 people every Tuesday night here for this game.
Yeah.
We are packed for it.
I know it's very popular. 200 people fills this place. It's, you know, this is not a small place, but it's still 200 is a lot of people, if you know what I'm saying. So who comes up with the questions?
I come up with a few, but there's actually, because it's so popular, we buy the questions from a pub quiz service.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. There's a company that does that.
Several
companies. You know, if you need music in your bar, there's a company that you can rent the music from, so
yeah.
you can buy questions.
Same thing.
Pretty cool. And then nobody can say that you've got it fixed either.
Well, I do have my favorites.
Yeah.
And I can be bribed.
Yeah. For half a bar tab?
Is that? Well.
Something like that, whatever it is. Well, we have been coming here for, I think, 9 or 10
years.
Yeah,
it has to be 9 or 10
yeah,
years.
Yeah,
I'm trying
to think of when it was to start with. And we've always had such a good time. The food here is superb. And let me mention, because we're drinking, as I said earlier, the Guinness Blonde beer. And with that, we have a quesadilla. This is made with pork. And let me tell you, it is really tasty. There's a little bit of salsa with it. And you think, wait a minute, you're in an Irish pub. You're not in a Mexican restaurant. Well, I know, but this is really good stuff. And doesn't it pair well with that beer? That's really the important thing. Okay, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk just a little bit more about the quesadilla and maybe a little bit more about Guinness, because there's a great story behind it that Dallas is going to share with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet right here on Wines du Jour. Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're here at McMullen's Irish Pub in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we're celebrating, St. Patty's Day a little bit early, only because we're only on the air on Thursday, and on the 17th, I think we're going to be doing something else. Huh? That's good. Okay, what you feature here are how many different drafts? Because there's quite a few.
We do, mainly English and Irish drafts. We do 13 different ones.
Wow.
Only one domestic, which is unusual. Other than that, it's almost all English and Irish.
I'll be darned. That's pretty good. Well, the Irish is obviously Guinness. And
indeed.
Guinness, as I mentioned earlier, has a whole number of different beers that they make. It's not just one dark, stout beer. Tell us a little bit about Guinness and how that works.
Absolutely. Well, Guinness is known for their stout. And this past year, they decided to branch out, and they're doing some specialty beers. This is their second specialty beer. It's called Guinness Blonde. They also have a Guinness Nitro IPA style. So it's smooth like Guinness, but it's in the style of an IPA, so it's very hoppy.
Huh.
And they should be coming out with another one later this year. And they're going to continue on with a series of different styles.
That's great. Well, IPAs, if you're not familiar with IPA, that's a style of beer. Could you explain
that?
Absolutely.
Well, the beer we're drinking is a pale ale, and the IPA is an India pale ale. And basically, when we're talking about pale ales, they've added a little more hops to the mix. So it gives you a little bit of that bitter flavor in the back of your tongue. It creates that little sharp bite, balances out the sweetness of some of the sweeter varieties of hops.
It makes that quesadilla taste even better, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's a great pairing.
Yeah, it is. It's a very, very good pairing. Well, we like Guinness. We like St. Patty's Day. We love McMullen's Irish Pub. I just want to mention how you can find it. If you live in Las Vegas and you don't know where it is, if you know Tropicana that runs east and west, if you go west on Tropicana from I-15, to the Orleans Casino and walk across the street, you'll be at the front door of McMullen's Irish Pub. And I think that it's pretty good because a lot of people here go over and double their money and come back they're able to listen to music and have another beer.
Absolutely.
They don't need a tab.
Well, it's a nice break from the hectic casino and the loud machines.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's nice. That's
a good thing. Well, the next beer that we're going to have, which will be in just a couple minutes, they're going to bring it out here, is actually called an Irish Red. Could you tell us a little bit about that and how that was going to work? And then I'll talk about what kind of food they're going to serve with it.
Absolutely. Irish Reds are similar for more Americans. They're similar to a box-style beer. They've added some malty hops with a little bit of a caramel flavor to them. And the caramel hoppiness balances out with the bitterness. The one we're tasting tonight, O'Hara's, it's a very rich in the caramel flavor. Probably one of the more complex box or red beers that you'll have around. It's brand new for us, and it's going really well.
Yeah. Well, and the good thing is we're going to pair that with something that the chef has come up with. If you want to get a little Irish term, it's called a beef pasty. So you'll see what that means when it comes out, with some peas. And, of course, you know the Europeans all over, peas go on almost everything. So they have a beef pasty with peas, mashed potatoes, and then a little bit of gravy. It sounds like grandma's dinner, doesn't it, on Sunday? Anyway, this is going to be very good with this beautiful Irish red. I think the two are going to go so well together. I wanted to ask you real quick before you go, and before we go to break, how chilled should beer be according to your liking?
Well, that's just it. You should be chilled towards your liking.
Exactly.
Europeans kind of grew up with a warmer style beer. If you're in a hot place like here, like say Phoenix, Las Vegas, you want it with a little sliver of ice on the top. But the brewers all say that most of the beer should be between 38 and 43 degrees.
Wow.
Not ice cold, but just above it. If you get a little colder than that, it tends to what we call bruise the beer, similar to some
wine.
Wines.
When you get it too cold, you can't taste the
right
flavors. You know,
yeah,
you
same
get
thing.
Mask them. That's good to know. Actually, beer is a little bit cooler than wine. So that can't be a bad thing. It's got to be a good thing. I know you got to run to do something here, but we need to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to get served this beef pasty with the peas and mashed potatoes and gravy to go along with this beautiful Irish red beer. I think that's going to be very, very tasty. So are we ready to go? Oh, okay. We've got a little bit of time. I didn't realize that. Well, that's good. We're here at McMullen's Irish Pub. You're listening to Wines du Jour. And we have been on the air now with this show for 14 and a half years every Thursday. So that's not too bad. We're getting the habit. You know what I mean? But we really enjoy doing it. The people that come to the show always have a good time tasting whatever wines or beer we do. A cognac, we do all kinds of different liquors and so on as well. So we got to go to a break. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return right here at McMurray's. Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at McMullen's Irish Pub. You know, there are probably, I'm guessing now, maybe five or six Irish pubs in the southern Nevada area.
Yeah, I think we've got about six of them. What makes us unique is we're the only one that's really not in a hotel.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It's in a, you know, this McMullen's Irish Pub I mentioned earlier, it's in a large bar, if you will, a pub, but it is freestanding. Which means that the whole building, other than they have another tenant that does massages and so on, a separate business, other than that, it's all by itself, and it's surrounded by parking. and that's really good. You know, you find that a lot of places are a little difficult to get to because parking is kind of at a minimum as opposed to a maximum. And here, I don't think you've ever had too many people and not enough room to park. Even though the parking lot's pretty big, I know you also have pretty big crowds, but nonetheless, it's always a place to park. So if you're in Las Vegas, literally across the street from the Orleans Hotel Casino, and it's a place that you need to find out if you don't already know about it. If you're not familiar with Irish food, come over here and check it out. They've got Mexican and Irish, and that sounds like an oxymoron, but it really isn't. Mexican and Irish food that is first class. You know, we have a lot of Mexican restaurants in southern Nevada like they do in a lot of other towns, but a whole lot of them we don't necessarily hang out, if you know what I mean. But this Mexican food here, you wouldn't be ashamed to order anything on the menu and have it turn out as good or better than you've had anywhere else. I mean, they're that good, and they really work at what they're doing. You know, I've never really worked for Brian McMullen before, but I have to say he's got to be a pretty good guy to work for. I know he's got a big heart just because, if nothing else, about this St. Baldrick's event that he does, but he does other things as well, and he's such a kind person to talk to and very knowledgeable. Is he tough to work for, Dallas? Maybe I shouldn't ask you that.
Yeah, maybe we'll save that for somebody else.
Yeah, okay.
But that being said, I've been with him for over 13 years.
There you go.
I think our newest hire behind the bar has been here for 5 years. For a pub, that's actually saying something really positive.
That's saying an awful lot, actually. When you get right down to it. Now, if somebody wants to find you, do they have to make a reservation on a particular day, like, say, a Friday or Saturday night when you're busy, or do you take reservations, or how does that work?
We actually do take reservations. It's recommended for quite a bit of nights because we have a lot of events, like your show, for example. And you never know when a bus is going to pull up and drop off 50 people.
That's
kind
true.
Kind of our lot in life here is we get jumped on by big jumps of people. We're either really busy or we're really, really slow.
Yeah.
There's never kind of a nice medium in the restaurant business.
Right, yeah, that is kind of unique, too, because it doesn't seem to work out that way. You know, one of the beautiful things about being in Las Vegas, if you're in the food business, you can find a job. Oh, and when I say that, I mean with all the hotels and the casinos that we have, and they all have anywhere from, I don't know, 7 to 15 restaurants in each one of the casinos, you can find a job if you know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing, you're going to have trouble finding a job no matter what town you're in. But this is a good town to be in the industry.
Absolutely.
Food and wine in Las Vegas is about as good as it gets anywhere. And I say this quite often about Las Vegas, and that is that over maybe the last 10 years, Las Vegas has gone from being an average place to have something to eat to being the number one location in America, not my particular feeling, although I agree with it, but people that are in the food industry that write about it and so on, they've given Las Vegas the number one and New York number two, Chicago number three, and San Francisco number four, in that order, as places to find good food. And one of the good things about being in Las Vegas and knowing a little bit about the restaurants, you can find an outstanding meal for a very reasonable price, or you can spend $300 a person for an outstanding meal in a casino that is run by a celebrity chef. I mean, it just depends on what you want to do. It's all available here. And we have just about every nationality that you would want, you know, all the typical ones for sure. So you can find, if you know, like I mentioned earlier about Mexican food, we have a lot of Mexican restaurants, but not necessarily the best Mexican food by comparison. You know, I've always chuckled when I meet somebody from Boston or meet somebody from New York and they say, yeah, we had a Mexican restaurant down the street, but their tacos don't taste anything like the tacos around here. Well, that means that the people there weren't really on top of it like they are here. And so all I'm saying is it's a great place to have a good meal. Also, the same thing stands true for wine. You know, we have, in America, we have a total of 123 master sommeliers, and that's not very many for 50 states, but that's how many there are. We're talking about legitimately master sommeliers that have been gotten their certificate out of England, and out of that, 38 of them live and work right here in Las Vegas. And just to give you a comparison, Southern California, that would be Los Angeles, San Diego area, have a total of two. So we've got a lot of professionals here, and they wouldn't be here if the business wasn't here, and the business is here because the product's good. Got to go to a break. So we'll be just a few minutes when we come back. We'll talk a little bit more about these pasties with the peas, mashed potatoes, and gravy. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages. We're talking about some of the good things that you can get here at McMullen's Irish Pub that I wasn't aware of. Dallas, tell us a little bit. You were talking about flavored liquors, how popular they become. And I'm not, you know, I'm kind of an old-fashioned guy. First of all, I'm a cognac drinker, so you're not going to put any flavor with a cognac, I don't think, anyway. So I don't even think that way, but there's a lot of it, and business warrants it.
Business is booming in the flavored liquor business. And we're not talking liqueurs, we're actually talking liquors that are cinnamon whiskey that's 80 proof. It's one of the current ones, Fireball, one of the fastest and largest businesses in the world. It's grown so quick, it's worth billions now.
No
in
kidding.
Just a few short years.
I'll be darned. Well, I can see cinnamon flavor is very popular, and I you know, just trying to visualize what cinnamon vodka would taste like, it might be pretty good. What are some of the drinks that you might use that cinnamon flavored vodka in?
Well, that's just it. Most people don't really
want
to have it in a mixer.
Up.
They're drinking it because they want to have something that's straight up that doesn't have the taste and mouthfeel of, say, an Irish whiskey or
right.
a straight vodka.
Or a soft drink, a 7-Up or
yeah.
a Coke or something like that
yeah.
to cover, mask it, if you will.
Right.
Yeah, I've always been real concerned about people that say that they only drink good liquor. And when they find out that I won't say a connoisseur, but I'm a person that really likes a good cognac, and they talk about how they love good cognac, and then they go order a cognac and Coke in a tall glass.
Yeah. Or with a couple ice cubes in it. I get that a lot, too.
Yeah, yeah. So it kind of blows the whole story, so to speak. And their taste buds, you kind of wonder. So when they say something's good, it doesn't really impress you too much. You're going to wait and find out on your own.
Absolutely.
You know? But the food here is absolutely outstanding. Now, I know they do have, or I think I know they do have, food specials during the week. Every day you've got a special of this or that or the other. What about the bar? Do you do that sort of thing as well, or is it strictly for nighttime when you have your happy hours?
Well, like most places in town, we try and do a off-work afternoon happy hour. In Las Vegas, every shift, there's three different shifts.
That's
when you
right.
get off work. Again, it could be 6 in the morning.
Sure.
So we try and do specials for everybody. We do food specials a couple times a day. We have beer specials all day long. We pick a different beer out to try and get people used to trying different beers. Tonight would be Carlsberg from Denmark.
Wow, I like Carlsberg.
Yeah. And along with that, every night, our awesome chef, he comes up with something different, unique, and we have a different dinner special. Like tonight, we have little fusion, Irish-Mexican fusion. He loves to be
creative.
That's
pretty cool. Yeah, I think that's excellent. So if you're a food or wine lover, or I shouldn't say just wine, but drinks lover, this is a place to kind of check out.
One thing I want to jump in while you mention that, I know everybody out there loves their wine. We do half-price bottles of wine every day from 3 to 6 and 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Wow.
And it helps really getting people to try out a lot of new styles they normally wouldn't.
Well, yeah, and that's a good thing, too. And I really suggest if you have the opportunity to try wine with your meal. You know, the medical profession, as I say quite often, says that you should have one or two glasses of wine with your dinner meal every day, not Friday night or Saturday night. That's for that cinnamon-flavored vodka. But a nice wine with your dinner. Consider wine, because my slogan here on Wines du Jour is wine is food. And if you think of wine as food and not a party item, you will be healthier for it. The doctor that you go to will be happy to hear that you're doing that, and nothing else, you'll feel better. What it does is it helps your blood system, it helps digestion, and helps a lot of things. We're not talking about one or two bottles of beer. We're talking about one or two glasses of beer with your dinner. You know, you wouldn't have a whole loaf of bread. Well, you might, but probably not. Have a whole loaf of bread with your dinner, but one or two slices is typical. And we're talking about that in trying to relate that with beer, with wine. But beer is also good. So we're not saying it has to be wine, although I'm a proponent of wine. But beer is also a good choice to have. It does also help you, aids in digestion and so on and so forth. And again, it's not a six-pack. It's one or two glasses, whether it's beer or wine. Now, the good thing is, and I know some people say, oh, no, I drink a whole bottle of wine. Well, okay, but that's probably not the healthiest thing that you can do. So one or two glasses, so moderation is really what we're talking about. Theoretically, you should have moderation with the amount of food that you eat, and that should also include the amount of wine that you're going to drink with your dinner meal, and that's a good thing. If you're going to go out on a party, that's a whole different ball game, and we'll talk about that some other day, but certainly not tonight. Now, this beef pasty, along with this Irish red, pretty nice combination, isn't it? And I like the combination, the Irish Red as being the second beer that we had this evening, compared to the first one, which was Guinness Blonde. That was kind of the lightest of, the three that we're going to have this evening. And this Irish Red has got a little more body to it, has a little more pizzazz in the taste and flavor. And it goes so well with those mashed potatoes and the pasty.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's a good thing. Now, product number three that they're going to send out, I'm not going to tell our audience. The ones that have been with us before here already know that it's coming out as we speak. I might as well talk about it. It's a special cake that the chef makes. It's a chocolate cake. And darn it, there's not enough chocolate in it, so he puts a little chocolate sauce on the chocolate cake, and then he tops it with a little bit of whipped cream. Now, it's not a diet dessert, but it is a delicious dessert. And then, in just a couple moments, you're going to find beer number three to come out with it, and that's going to be called Murphy's Stout. Now, that's kind of scary to some people. When you say stout, they think it's going to be heavy and so on and so forth. But we're talking about pairing it. Welcome back to Wines du Jour. Boy, we're just coming along really good here. You know, before we went to the break, I was talking about this beautiful chocolate cake that the chef makes, along with this chocolate sauce and a little bit of whipped cream on top. And we're going to serve that with a Murphy Stout, which... Cassie is actually delivering to everybody right as we speak. Tell us a little bit about Murphy's Stout, because I personally love it, but it's a kind of a unique taste.
It is. A stout's it's a lager beer, and basically when you're making it, you roast the hops till you burn them almost.
Oh, is that right?
You give them almost like burning your toast.
Uh-huh.
And that's where you get the roasted flavor, the coffee kind of aftertaste in the stout beer. For those of you that didn't know that red wine and chocolate are supposed to be eaten together, this goes with chocolate, as just like a good red wine does.
I see. So this is the beer comparison to a red wine to go with chocolate.
Absolutely.
Oh, very interesting. Well, I have to tell you, Murphy's Stout is something I wouldn't feel bad about walking into a bar and just ask for a glass of stout, Murphy's Stout, and have a glass of it without necessarily having chocolate cake to go with it. It has that nice mouthfeel and flavor. It also has a good taste when you swallow it. It doesn't warm up your throat. It isn't offensive in any way, but it still hangs in there, what we would call a long, lingering finish.
Absolutely.
Which is a good thing for beer.
Yeah, well put. The nitrogenation of it. Most beers are carbonated with CO2. This has nitrogen, and it gives it that long, smooth finish.
Ah,
kind of sticks on the palate with
okay.
It. It doesn't keep it crisp and clean. And
uh-huh.
It makes for a very nice pairing with any food, because it does last and lingers.
Well, you see, so beer does go with food, and wine, of course, does go with food. But last night in class, I mentioned to my students that champagne, you hear all your life when you're growing up, that says champagne goes with anything. Well, I need to clarify that, because it's not an absolute fact that a champagne will go with everything. But there is a champagne to pair with almost anything. That's a fact. But, you know, there's different styles of champagne and or sparkling wine. In Spain, they call it cava instead of sparkling wine. In the south of France, they call it sparkling wine and not champagne, because champagne only comes from the region in the northeast part of France that is called champagne. Like we here in Las Vegas, we have an area that Las Vegas sits in called Clark County, and that would be like saying champagne if you were in France. That would be a region where they make it. And if it doesn't become champagne in that region, it cannot be, by law, called champagne. One other thing I want to mention about champagne, I don't know how I got off on that, but something that I think is really unique about champagne, and we're talking about the region of champagne in France. They only allow them to grow three different varietals, and you're allowed to use any one or any combination of those three varietals to make champagne. One of them, of course, is a Chardonnay, and so you might have one called Blanc de Blanc. That would be telling you that it's white juice from white grape, or Blanc de Noir. That would be white juice from red grape, Pinot Noir. Pinot Meunier is the third one, but they don't necessarily do that. They only use Pinot Meunier as a blending grape. So, boy, we're running out of time. We just had too much fun tonight, I guess. I want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour, food and wine program coming to you this show from McMullen's Irish Pub in Las Vegas. We are America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show, and we broadcast each week at this very same time and this very same station that you're listening to. So, or you can go to my website, leskincaid.com, and choose any listed show 24/7. If you've enjoyed the program tonight, be sure to tell everybody you know, and be here next week as well. If you just want to know more about my favorite subject, you can log on to my website, leskincaid.com, or winesdujour.com. I want to thank you for listening. We've got to go. See you next week at this very same time. Good night, everybody.